Hello, Film Club. John here. I wanted to say how glad I am that Brandon has joined us in this endeavor. Right now, I guess I want to address Mario Bava. Feeling a little guilty about how quickly and thoughtlessly I dismissed him. I decided to check out one of his westerns available on Netflix Watch Instantly called Roy Colt and Winchester Jack. Now, I've only watched the first 20 minutes of it so far, so take what I say with that into consideration, but I'm loving it so far. There's a great exuberance and playfulness that's just nice to watch. It opens with a 3 minute or so fist fight and only gets better from there. I don't know much about spaghetti westerns, but just based on these 20 minutes, I wanna think that these Italians are like the rowdy little brothers of the French New Wave, and something about the French temperament, they could never relax enough to make westerns. They focused on these cerebral crime puzzles and musical constructions and internal dilemmas. Whereas if the first 20 minutes of Roy Colt are any indication, these Italians are much more earthy in their humor and revel in the physicality of the Western. So I'm rambling a bit. I guess so far the most impressive part of the first 20 minutes of this film are have to do with an Indian woman who startlingly enough looks just like an Italian woman. But this the way that the character is developed within a 5 minute span or so is close to inspired. I mean, this woman is introduced as a condemned murderess, and she goes from condemned murderess to captive sex slave to empowered manipulator, to innocent bridesmaid for a moment, to trickster whore, to desired companion. This one character is just run through the mill of ways in which the